Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we love to pick apart interesting claims, and today we are going to be looking at the moon landing.
Ooh.
Yeah, this will be fun.
I'm excited.
So we're focusing on this YouTube video. It's called Moon Fraud in 3 Minutes MM1, and it's by this guy, Bart Sibrol.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we're not here to like endorse or debunk anything. We're just taking a look at the claims and, you know, seeing what we can learn from them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do.
Right. Okay, so Sibrol's central claim here is that the whole moon landing was faked. And he points to this photograph as like...
Really?
Yeah, as like the smoking gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows these shadows that aren't parallel.
Mm.
And he's saying, you know, with the sun being the only light source, this just wouldn't be possible.
See, that's where perspective comes in, right? Like, imagine you're taking a picture of a road going off into the distance.
Uh-huh.
The sides of the road, they're parallel in real life, but in the photo, because of perspective, they look like they're converging.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, same idea applies to the moon. The terrain isn't perfectly flat, and the angle of the photo can distort things, making parallel shadows look all wonky.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that part of it.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily like a fake photo.
Not necessarily.
Okay. But what about his argument that, like, if we went to the moon back then, we should be so much more advanced now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Why haven't we been back?
It's a good point. But I think we tend to view technological advancement as this straight line, and it's not always that way.
Okay.
Think about it like a company discontinuing a popular product.
Okay.
Doesn't mean they've forgotten how to make it, right? It could be they're focusing on something new, maybe something more efficient. Same idea here. Space travel is incredibly complex. It
yeah.
takes tons of resources. And, you know, just because we haven't been back to the moon recently doesn't mean we've regressed technologically.
Right, right. That's
like the B-52 bomber. It's been around forever.
Wow, yeah.
But going to space is just such a huge undertaking.
Okay, gotcha. But he also says that NASA destroyed some of the original technology from the moon landing. And he's saying that's suspicious.
Right. That does seem a little fishy on the surface. I'll give him that.
Right.
But imagine having to keep every single piece of outdated tech.
Oh, God.
It would be a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
Storage costs money.
Yeah.
Maintenance. Plus, technology evolves so fast. It makes sense to let go of the old stuff sometimes. Think about your old computers.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, I think looking at all these claims, it seems like there's always more to the story than what we might see at first glance.
100% agree. It's super important to look at all sides.
And not jump to conclusions, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think this deep dive really highlights the need for critical thinking, especially when we're dealing with stuff like this.
Absolutely. You always got to ask questions. Always keep digging deeper.
I love it. And on that note, I want to leave you all with a question to ponder.
Okay, sure.
What if, just what if, the moon landing was faked? What would be the motive for such an elaborate hoax?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Make sure you check out thinkandactlocally.com. Forward works to support us. We really appreciate all of you. Until next time.
See ya.